Monterey, California. Most people know it as a quiet and colorful harbor, a beautiful place with fishing boats at work. A place where local fishermen carry on the traditions of their Sicilian forefathers. But there are soldiers here too, rather unusual soldiers.
老瑞,今天的天气很好,你想做什么?我想到旧金山去看我的朋友,请你跟我一块去,好不好?好吧,我想最好我们先吃饭。
6 months ago, the only language these young men knew was everyday American. Now they speak very good Chinese. Across the way are more soldiers, American soldiers who are reading Pravda and who speak Russian.
Я только что окончил передовицу.
Что же в ней?
Да, все то же. Ты знаешь, что такое правда. В ней нет известий.
Да, в известиях нет правды, да?
Ну, с меня довольно правды. А что ты нашел в огоньке?
Очень хорошая статья.
In this town you may see an army private reading. No, not the baseball scores, but a Persian magazine. For these unusual soldiers are training in the weapon of words, foreign words. They are soldier students in the Army's School of 24 Tongues, the Army Language School. Commanding this important installation, which produces one of our newest weapons, is Colonel D.W. Hickey, who has explained the mission of the school in terms of America's world responsibilities. As the defense of our country becomes linked with that of many foreign nations, it is our duty to achieve a closer understanding of these countries so that we can work together in harmony and mutual trust. If we are to understand these people of foreign countries, we must first understand their language. To do this, we need an army of linguists. Like this American officer now in Europe, instructing NATO soldiers in the use of our modern weapons. Or this Air Force sergeant, who now speaks Italian fluently, and is acquainting men of the Italian Air Force with our aircraft engines. The mission of the Army Language School is to give training to armed forces personnel so that they may act as translators, interpreters, and interrogators in any one of the countries linked with our defense. Heading the school's big staff of language specialists is the academic dean of the school, Dr. Lee Hamilton, and his assistant, Mr. A. Koski. These men shape the training programs of the school, and from thousands of applications, select the experts who teach our soldier students their new languages. Teachers come here from many backgrounds and professions. Many are women. This one, an expert in Mandarin Chinese, is a Mongolian princess and the daughter of a general in the Chinese Nationalist Army. Now she teaches American soldiers her strange tongue. Typical of the teachers at the school is this former artillery officer in the Russian Imperial Army. He knows communism well. For 10 years, he was held prisoner in a Russian concentration camp. Now he is a teacher in the Russian division. Poets, actors, engineers, priests. From many backgrounds come these unusual teachers. They all have one thing in common. They speak their mother tongue perfectly. The students at this school come from all parts of the country and from all ranks in the Army and Air Force. They come to study one of the 24 different languages taught at the school. Languages ranging from the familiar French and German to the more exotic Mandarin Chinese and Arabic. The students' backgrounds are as different as the languages they come to learn. Soldiers, farm boys, college graduates, they range in age from 17 to 50, but here they meet on common ground. Here you'll find a colonel from West Point in the same class with a private who never finished high school. Ahead of them is a tough, long term of training. Korean and most other courses at the school take 46 weeks to complete. On their first day, new students are welcomed by the executive officer, Lieutenant Colonel Robert J. Demers, and are told what lies before them.
For the next 46 weeks, you'll be learning the Korean language. And when you leave here, you will speak Korean.
Our teaching methods have been developed to a point where any normally intelligent person who works hard will be able to learn a foreign language in the time allocated. First, you will learn the new sounds and speech patterns. Then you will go over them and repeat them and repeat them until you know them by heart. Then you will learn sentences. After that, you will practice the language conversationally. Then comes reading and writing. Now, on the part of the school's commandant, I wish you good luck. As for myself, my recommendation is relax but work hard. I will now turn you over to Mr. Soong, who will teach you Korean for the first hour.
Mr. Soong, will you take over now?
How do you do? I'm glad to meet you. I realize most of you are not familiar with Korean characters. This will give you some idea of how the language is written. Translated, it means Army Language School, Monterey, California, Korean Language Department. You will write like that before very long, but your main task is to speak and understand Korean. Now, if you will open your books, we will learn how to pronounce the vowels and consonants. This is how the Korean vowels sound. E, A, A, O, U. They are similar to English sounds. Now, repeat after me. E,
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 E.
No. E,
E.
In the first few weeks of instruction, the students get used to the new sounds of a foreign language. But at the end of the first day, they're speaking simple words and phrases.
안녕히 주무셨습니까?
안녕히 주무셨습니까?
안녕하십니까?
안녕하십니까?
말씀 좀 물어봅시다.
말씀 좀 물어봅시다.
Again, please.
For at least 3 hours every night, students must continue to study. Phonographs are issued to them, and recorded lessons help the student to master the unusual sounds. By constant repetition, memorization, and intensive oral drills, the students absorb the new language. This is the same class after 6 months' instruction.
제가 뉴욕에서 왔습니다.
당신은 직업이 무엇입니까?
제 직업은 군인입니다.
당신은 직업이 무엇입니까?
군인입니다.
당신 아버님이 계십니까?
예, 계십니다.
당신은 여기 오기 전에 무엇을 했습니까?
저는 여기에 오기 전에 학생입니다.
As the months go by and the course gets tougher, some students flunk out. Classes are held small in number to ensure individual instruction. Teachers are changed every hour to ensure variety of accents. For 11 months, the studying never lets up. After learning to speak, the students must learn how to write. Hour after hour, they copy unfamiliar characters and memorize them. There are thousands of symbols and characters to be learned, and study does not let up for the entire 46-week course. But those who come through, and the majority do, can speak like natives.
여러분이 졸업하신 후에 어디로 가시겠습니까? 우리 선생님, 당신은 어디에 가시겠습니까?
나는 내년에 조선에 가려고 하겠습니다. 레이먼 선생님은 언제 조선에 가려고 하시겠습니까?
저는 내년에 먼저 워싱턴 시에 가서 한국에 가야 하겠습니다.
좋습니다.
만덕 씨, 당신은 언제 가시겠습니까?
저도 한국에 가야 하겠습니다.
But even when they know the language, students must still practice it conversationally every day, inventing conversations, questioning and perfecting their accent.
여기 들어갔습니다. 왜 근시 무엇을 하려고 하십니까?
저도 통역하기를 바랍니다.
참 좋습니다. 그러면...
All over the school, in all language classes, a similar teaching method is used. More than 1,400 students are today writing and speaking the foreign languages of the world. Under the guidance of experts, American soldiers are learning these foreign languages, preparing themselves for assignments around the world. Many training aids are used at the school, and one of the most successful is teaching by cartoon. Cartoons depict certain situations, and students must reenact the action, inventing their own dialogue as they go along. Here, a Russian class acts out a sick call situation under the watchful eye of their teacher.
Какой у него плохой вид? Какое у него сейчас давление крови?
Сейчас.
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 Сейчас. Я еще не вижу крови.
Где я?
Вы в амбулатории. Сидите спокойно, спокойно.
Что со мной случилось? Может быть, вы выгнул себе ногу?
Нет, к сожалению, вы сломали себе ногу. Вам придется надолго остаться в госпитале.
В каком госпитале?
В военном госпитале.
Кто будет меня оперировать?
Хирург Кости.
Доктор, у меня кружится голова.
Сидите спокойно.
By stimulating the student's imaginative power and forcing him to speak conversationally, the cartoon method of teaching builds confidence and familiarity with a new language. Sand tables are used so that the soldier linguist can become familiar with everyday objects and sights.
Ein guter Bahnhof. Im Vordergrund sehen Sie einen schneebedeckten Berg, einen Tunnel und die Eisenbahn. Und hier im Vordergrund ist ein kleiner Ort mit der Hauptstraße und einer Straßenkreuzung.
Major, will you please start by pointing out the buildings to your left? Auf Deutsch bitte.
Ja, bitte. Dieses ist der Güterbahnhof.
Der Güterbahnhof.
Der Güterbahnhof. Und hier ist der Stadtbahnhof.
Bitte, Herr Major.
Was ist das auf dem Holzgerüst?
Das ist ein Wasserbehälter.
Was ist das kleine Haus am Ende hier?
Das kleine Gebäude sieht wie eine Burt aus.
Nein.
Soon these students may be in a German village, and they'll be perfectly at home. Every day, for 6 hours, the training goes on, whatever the language. These linguists must know their new language perfectly. They must know the slang expressions and the colloquialisms. They must be able to be completely at home in that country, just as if it was their own backyard. Training in how to interrogate is part of the language course, and these Russian students, speaking a perfect Russian, make believe they are questioning a partisan about the enemy's location and strength. Where is the ammunition dump? How many troops are there? Where is the radio station?
У вас есть зенитная артиллерия?
Да, зенитная артиллерия тоже стоит недалеко от площадки.
Где у вас стоит полевая артиллерия?
Полевая артиллерия стоит здесь. Защищает подходы к лагерю со стороны железной дороги и шоссе.
Вы не знаете, где находится тяжелая артиллерия противника?
Да, знаю. Она находится у самого Шосберга, вон там.
When these men graduate from the Army Language School, they'll be equipped to handle any military assignment in the language they studied.
Далеко от лагеря.
Есть густой лес. Тут.
To absorb local customs and further their knowledge, students read foreign newspapers and magazines. On Fridays, the school echoes to the sound of singing voices like these, for singing is another part of the training. sing is to talk friendship, says Colonel Hickey, the school commandant, and students like these in the Bulgarian class sing the marching songs of a distant land. Furthering their studies of foreign folklore and custom, students attend international picnics. Here they join in the strange dances of countries far away. Getting as close as they can to the language they have studied for the past year, the advanced students wear the colorful native costumes and learn to play their new role easily. Students in the Russian classes take part in a Russian party and join in the traditional festivities of old Russia. Classroom learning must go on right up to graduation. Now fluent in a foreign language, students must listen to lectures on the history of the country and its racial characteristics and customs. They must cram into their heads military and technical terminology so that they can meet requirements of the armed services. Military symbols and signs must be learned all over again. The day is not too far off when these men might be teaching Persian soldiers. A year's language training behind them, the students of the Army Language School go out to serve their country. In Europe and all over the world, they'll be at work interpreting, interrogating, and translating, smoothing the course of understanding. Now in the field, like this interpreter accompanying a group of NATO observers, graduates put in the practical work for which they have trained so long.